This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Catholic leaders in the US are urging the Senate to advance policies that promote decent work and just wages. The call was made in a recent letter written by Archbishop Thomas Wenski of Miami, chairman of the US Bishops' Committee on Domestic Justice and Human Development, and Father Larry Snyder, president of the Catholic Charities USA. They state that the current federal minimum wage is not a just wage and that workers' wages must allow them to form and support families. I spoke to Archbishop Wenski.
Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church has spoken on this quite clearly, that people deserve wages that are adequate to help them to form families, to educate their children, etc., so that... And the Holy Fathers over, since the time of Leo XIII, have upheld that principle, the necessity for a living wage and for work that is dignified. And for a person to be dignified by his or her work, the remuneration must be just.
We hear a lot about the U.S. economy, and also the fact that the economy is getting better, that it's on the up. But for people who are still finding it difficult, obviously there is a different story to tell.
Obviously, yes, because there is a recovery that has begun since perhaps 2009. However, it's been a jobless recovery in the sense that the number of employed people have not increased adequately to the needs or to the numbers of unemployed, and that the jobs being created are generally low-wage jobs. When the recession hit in 2008, unemployment was pretty much spread throughout the whole sector of the economy. High-wage workers were laid off as much as low-wage workers were. But in recent months, as recovery, as you call it, continues, the jobs being created are generally at the lower end of the wage scale.
But obviously there needs to be even a minimum wage that befits the work of the worker.
That's right. If for example, the minimum wage kept up with inflation, it would be over $10 an hour today. In the past, in other words, in 1968, the minimum wage had more buying power than it does today.
Tell me how this is affecting families, because in the letter it talks about people doing one, two, three jobs. How is that impacting on family life?
Well, again, you can imagine that if somebody has to work several jobs in order to make ends meet, they have less time available for the task of parenting and for the necessary social interaction between spouses and their children. And so you have the phenomenon of latchkey children, kids that come home from school and have no one at home there to to supervise them. Also, we see in recent years the number of people not getting married or postponing marriage increasing exponentially, especially in the lower income strata of society. And, you know, some people would argue that people are poor because they're not married, but it is also through the inverse. People don't get married because they're too poor to do so.
Has there been a noted increase in the amount of people that are looking to maybe Catholic charities for help with regard to, because they can't feed their families, they can't clothe their families?
Yes, what's happening is Catholic charities in many parishes around the country have food banks or food pantries in which the working poor can come and get assistance to stretch their paycheck, as it were. And so this allows families to use some of their income to pay rent or other needs and to supplement that income by food donations. However, that's a very tenuous situation, and it doesn't really make the recipient of that charity feel that much that better secure.
Finally, Archbishop Wenski, in the letter is quoted Pope Francis. It's talking about we must return to the human person, to the center of economic life. Do you think that's really been forgotten, the human person?
Yes, and I think Pope Francis in saying that is basically repeating what his predecessors have said. Again, John Paul II and Santos Lozanos, in speaking about the fall of the Soviet Union and communism in the East, he said that communism failed not principally because of its economic policies, which were unworkable, but they were unworkable because of communism or Marxism's mistaken anthropology. It misunderstood the human person, which is why it introduced an economic theory that was unworkable. And if we don't put the human person at the center of the economy, whereas Pope Francis is saying that the economy serves the person, not the person to serve the economy, then we end up in these situations of structural injustice.